A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Today I am sharing with you guys my Q2 favorites and my Q2 recap. So I'm gonna do these in a couple of different categories. The first is clothing, body care, food favorites. So I've been going really back into cycle syncing and hormone balancing because I've noticed my hormones and stuff, they're off. Sums up, girl. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Too Smart for This. It's your host, Alexis Farber, coming at you from the New York City apartment. Welcome back, guys. It is summer. Summer's in full swing now, at least for me as a graduate student, but I'm back in my New York apartment. I subletted it during the year, and now I'm back here where I've been like running to collective doing my New York City summer. And honestly, guys, it's been nice, except for the sounds of New York City are a little bit more intense than the sounds of Philadelphia. I'm also on a higher floor in Philadelphia, so I don't hear as much of it, but they are building over here in Brooklyn, y'all. And so if you hear any background noise today, I'm so sorry. It's really painful. I might even go to Philly to like shoot these shows like next time, but I'm here. I hope that it's not too bad for you. So with that being said, welcome back. Today I am sharing with you guys my Q2 favorites and my Q2 recap. I love to break my years into quarters. That's sort of like how the fiscal people do it or whatever, but for me that's just how I do it, because so much of your life can change in 3 months. And when you're thinking about things in 3 months, it's often like enough time for you to make an actual impact on your life. And it's also enough time for you to really see what's worked and what hasn't. And it's like usually pretty much a season of the year, you know what I mean? So this past season, which was like spring into summer for me, was a lot. So I want to go through a recap of the quarter and then chat about my favorites from this quarter, what I'm taking with me into the next half of the year, and sort of how I'm like resetting all of that. So the first thing, I mean, let's just recap. So in April, it was the end of the school year. It was like the last month of Wharton. I was focused a lot on academics, getting my finals done. We had a fight night, which was a huge Wharton event. Then we had like sort of a bunch of end of year stuff. It was getting warm out in Philly, so that was really nice. I had some fun brand deals, and then I did all my finals, and I'm really happy I finished the semester with all A's and a few B's, and I was not sure that that was going to happen. So shout out to The Curve and Corporate Finance for getting me there. Then, and for May, for the first 2 weeks of May, I immediately went to Mexico for 2 weeks. First half of it was on a girls' trip with my friend who's from Mexico City, and we went to Oaxaca and Mexico City, and that was so much fun. I have so much content from that trip, but I just didn't post because a lot of May, I think I realized for myself that traveling for 2 whole weeks is a lot for me and my nervous system, and I really needed it because the school year had been so crazy that like while I was in there, I was like very checked out and chilling. And I know you guys noticed we had a break in the pod for the month of May, and that's because I really took like a step back from everything to sort of decide what I wanted to do. And I think that's what a lot of the past quarter has been, which has been as we enter the summer and as I finish my first year of business school, it's like, okay, a year from now, like literally 365 days from now, I need to be like running a full-fledged business and making my own money and have a decision on where I want my career to go moving forward. And so it's been a little bit of reflection, like how can I set myself up for that? And also like, what have we learned and what do we want to take with us to go forward? And so that's where I've been in like mentally, I guess, in the month of May. And then now it's June, and in the month of June, I've been really, I think, focused and noticing my own rhythms, which we talked about in another podcast episode, but like noticing what works for me and what doesn't, and also really trying to give my all to being a creator and to running a business. We had the Rare Beauty collaboration launch, which was absolutely amazing. And so now it's like a matter of like, okay, since I am kind of doing all of these things myself, what does that really mean? And how do I take it to the next level? And how do you sort of guide yourself and motivate yourself every day when you are an entrepreneur, while also managing, you know, what has to actually be done every day? So yeah, I think that's where the last like quarter has been for me. It's summertime, I'm outside. My plans for like for the rest of the year are pretty big though. And I think I've been getting really overwhelmed by socializing and like hanging out with people because I did so much of that during the school year. And also because I really like, I don't know, like I get super overwhelmed by it, but it's mostly because I don't know how to say this, like I just like have been reflecting a lot and like needing to like be in my own head and do a lot of self-reflection and do a lot of like inner work recently. And I finished my guided journal that's gonna come out for you guys next, like this time next year, when I'm like, I forgot I'm launching a whole book. Oh, that'll be something to add to the list. But a big part of that is about self-reflection, because I really firmly believe we can't become who we're meant to become if we're not taking a look at who we already are. And I think maybe that's really what inspired me to be like, you know what, I need like some time, because I don't really get any time to myself during the school year. And so it's really hard to alchemize lessons and learn about yourself. And now I'm kind of like doing that all at once. People, like, I guess I'll update you in all the different like areas of my life, but one of them in like dating and relationships is like people will ask me, how did you get over your ex, or how did you like do dating or whatever? And I think that like I had gotten over my partner and realizing their relationship wasn't gonna work for a lot of the end of the relationship. Like I think everyone experiences that. A lot of women say like they break up mentally before they do it in real life. And so what I want to say is like, I thought that like I was kind of healed from that relationship, but now that I've sort of been faced with like talking to people for longer, dating people for longer, like not just like having a hot girl like semester or whatever, I kind of have recognized that there are things that I have not healed in myself from that relationship. And a lot of that has to do with confidence and appreciating myself and not needing like validation from other people. And also in trusting that I can make my own decisions. I think I put a lot of trust in my partner and in people around me, where I like need them to tell me that something is okay before I do it, or I would feel like, oh, if this person says I should do this, then that's what I should do. Instead of asking myself, what do I actually think I should do? And this is funny because I always thought like I didn't need external validation. I don't need people to tell me that I'm this, this, or this. And maybe I don't need that from the general public or someone on Instagram to tell me I'm this, this, or that. But I did realize I still needed it and wanted it from the people I love. And I think it's hard to recognize that even though someone might love you, they don't live in your shoes and they don't know what's best for you. And to recognize that I needed to trust myself and my own decisions. And when I brought this up in therapy, my therapist was like, I think you need to remember, like, you had to make a lot of decisions on your own and figure a lot of stuff out on your own as a child, right? And even just recognizing that and remembering how much I really was on my own and I had to make a lot of decisions by myself, but that those decisions ultimately led me to somewhere great. So for that alone, I should trust my gut and trust my instincts, because the person who got me here is great. You know what I mean? So I had to really recognize that. That's probably been my lesson of the quarter, is to trust myself and to learn how to trust myself without needing other people to tell me yes or no, whether or not it's external in like the social media world, it's like tangential friends, or if it's just my close friends and people that I rely on. And I'm still working on it. I'm not great at it, but when I'm faced with a decision now, or when something happens, instead of like immediately calling the next person that I know, I've been doing a really good job of being like, wait, what do I think about this? Or if someone, or when I'm consuming content or consuming information, I try to ask myself, how do I feel about it, before I try to get another person's opinion on it. So for all you people pleasers out there, this is another people pleasing lesson. It's like, really, bitch, when can I be done? When can I be done learning this? But still, that's what I've been working on. Some other things that I want to work on for the next quarter, or for the rest of the year, is writing more, because I really enjoyed writing my
book, my guided journal. I kind of want to write a book for real. And that's something I want to put out into the universe. I honestly don't think like I'll pitch that to my publisher until we see how Too Smart for This does. But I want to write more. And I feel like I process emotions through that. And also, I have such a cool life. Like, I need to remember how I was feeling. And also, it's just so helpful, especially when you're making decisions on things, to go back and remember how you actually felt day to day, because that is like, oh, it's crazy. And by write more, I don't mean like write nonfiction or anything. I just want to keep track of my life. And I think like I read the Vanity Fair Diaries by Tina Brown, where she like, it's basically publishing the diaries of when she was the editor in chief of Vanity Fair. And it's just her life. And it's such an interesting life that I want to do something similar where I write that out. And whether I publish diaries or not, I highly doubt that would happen. I do want to have a recollection of how I felt so that I can turn that into some sort of nonfiction storytelling situation in the future. So yeah, that is something I really want to work on. And then I also want to work on being more in tune with myself and allowing my emotions to pass instead of being upset with myself for having emotions or being upset with myself for getting like stressed in the middle of the day, and sort of by acknowledging that my feelings are there and processing them in the moment, I don't deal with so much overwhelm and frustration later on, because life is not meant to be happy all the time and it's not meant to be sad all the time, but we have a range of emotions for a reason. Okay, so I have been doing like a few like resets and stuff like that for the upcoming year, where I just figure out what I want and stuff like that. I think that this is a really fun thing to do if you're like gonna scroll through Pinterest and decide what you want your life to look like, make a little like mantra for the upcoming quarter or the upcoming like next 6 months. That's what I've been doing because I wanna be intentional. I think I've talked to you guys a lot in the past about how important it is to be intentional, because when you're not, in the words of my therapist, you don't get very far, girl. So that's what I'm working on for this upcoming quarter. And as I said, the big things before are like writing more and being more in touch with my reality and my emotions so that I can be more reflective and actually be more intentional. And in addition to that, it's sort of like staying within my health and wellness routines and listening to my body and listening to my emotions instead of trying to overpower them. So those are my big goals for Q3. Now I want to get into my Q2 favorites, okay? So I'm going to do these in a couple of different categories because, yeah. Okay, the first is clothing. I only have 3 things in clothing, 2 of which I've mentioned, I think, before, but just wanted to come back and say. The first is the Aloe exercise dress. I have this in black and white now, and I really, really love it because I just throw it on. It's super flattering. I think something about the square cut of the neckline looks really good. And it's more of a cottony material instead of like that shiny exercise material. So it's really flattering, and I throw it on and I wear it with a like sweater over my shoulders or with an oversized button down over it or just on its own. And I feel like it really makes me feel good and like elevated. Like I would wear it on a date. I would wear it on not like a date out night, but like a date to the park or something like that. And I just really love it, and I would get it in so many more colors. Next is the Agoldi shorts. I guess I've talked about the jeans before, my low-rise baggy jeans, but I got the Parker shorts. I've been wearing those a ton as well, and I've also gotten like some shorter shorts from them. They're my favorite jeans brand, honestly, guys. I can't say I've tried too many other ones, so if I ever like do like talk the try on other ones, like I'll let you know how they compare. But I do keep going back to Agoldi mostly because I can find them at Revolve and Nordstrom pretty easily, and I know my sizes. But I'm gonna get another pair, I think, of their low rise jeans in like a lighter color, because I have like them in a regular denim color, but I'm gonna get like a low rise like version, and I think like that's gonna look really cute. I hope so. And then my Skims bra. I'm wearing it right now, actually. Am I gonna flash? Yeah, I'll flash you. It's the best. This is like it doesn't have any wire, but it's a push-up bra. And honestly, I don't wear any other bras anymore because no other bra is as comfortable as this. And I never wanted to say that I was like super into Skims, honestly, but the bra itself has been amazing. Like, I also like their boy shorts, and I like some of their loungewear, but I don't, but like, I have to say the bra is like 10 out of 10 for me. And if you're looking for one, like, I used to not really wear bras. Like, I wear nipple covers from Amazon, like, pretty much all the time. But if I do have to wear a bra, I just really love how this like makes my boobs look too. So huge fan. Now let's get into some food favorites. I wanted to include this just because I've been cooking a lot more and feeding myself a lot more over the summer. So starting with Chomps, I guess I just have to say this again because I've talked about it all the time, but like, I live for Chomps. They have 10 grams of protein and they're 100 calories. They taste amazing. They're a meat stick. Honestly, they might make your breath smell bad, but it's okay. I just love them and I'm in a current obsession. The next obsession is with seaweed. There's this new like seaweed stuff on the market. I think it's called I'll put the name of it here, but it's so good. And they're like longer strips of seaweed and they're a little thicker so that they're not like that flimsy seaweed that we're used to. And they come in like bags instead of in those like weird containers. They're so good and I love seaweed and it's super good for you during your period because it has iron and it can like help you with like replenish those minerals and stuff. So also I just like love seaweed. It's such a good snack. It's like basically zero calories and it just tastes amazing. A sweet treat that I've been loving is the mascarpone, I can't say it, and berries ice cream. It comes in this like you can only get it at like certain health food stores and it comes in this like purple container and it is so delicious. I'll put the full name of it in the description, but it's so delicious. I'm not really a big sweets person, I'll eat it if it's in front of me, but I'm not a little like, oh, I need some sweet type of girl. But this is like a very like rich, creamy taste, but it has like this sort of like jam-ish type of like berry in it and it's so delicious. I guess I have other food things too. I like these, obviously I love my air fryer. I make air fryer salmon all the time and it takes 10 minutes. You get the Trader Joe's barbecue cut salmon, put it in, you're all good to go. But I've also been using the air fryer to make other meats like harissa honey chicken, like a sort of like knockoff of the kava kind. And I've been making bacon in there too because it's so nice because you can put your bacon on a sheet of tin foil and put it in for like 10 minutes on 400. And then you don't have the smell or the mess of making bacon in your like pan. Obviously, like if you make it in the pan, it's probably going to taste more like bacony and like you can all that stuff. But like I love having it in the air fryer. But yeah, those are a few of my big food things. I also want to talk about some things I'm no longer into/doing, but I will save that for later because I made a little list. Okay, body care. So for body care is really important in the summer because obviously we show more of our bodies. And so here's a few things I've been doing. One, exfoliating with exfoliation gloves or an exfoliation rag. Then I will shave, and to shave, I use the L'Occitane shower oil in the almond scent. And I'll shave, and I invested in like the Subscribe and Save with like the Billy razors from Amazon, or like some sort of thick one from like Athena Club or something like that. Shave and then moisturize with a few things. So I've been loving this new lotion. This is like a lipid/skin barrier repair lotion that I got from Naturium. And then if I'm gonna go out, if I'm going on a date or if I'm going out where like I wanna smell good and have my scent last a long time, first I'll use this Sol de Janeiro Cherry Rosa, I think 59 body butter. Now, the regular Sol de Janeiro body butter is sort of like a watery consistency, which like works, but this one is a thick like body butter and I really love it. It's from Sol de Janeiro and it's in the purple container and I love to put that on. And then if I really want my scent to last a long time, I have this body oil from Biossance. It's 100% squalene or squalene or whatever body oil, okay? It's really good if you have eczema to sort of like lock in moisture and stuff like that. And you pump it into your hand, spray one spray of whatever perfume you want, and put it over your body. And I swear it makes it last so much longer. And you get like a beautiful body glow. Oh, don't get me started on body glow. Oh, I gotta move. Okay, there's more. Okay, anyway, the point of the summer is that I wanna glow, right? So now that we've got body care out of the way, let's get into all the glowy, beautiful makeup things and skincare things. So the first is Supergoop Glow Screen. So I've talked about this before, I think, but When I, like, don't want to wear makeup that day, I always put on Supergoop Glow Screen. And it's sort of, like, since it has a little bit of a tint, it sort of masks my acne imperfections and stuff and just makes my skin look naturally a lot more glowy, right? So I love to use that on days when I'm not, like, doing makeup, right? But in addition to that, if you want to make your, like, whole entire body, like, look really glowy, the best thing that I've done is added the Patrick Ta, like, body, like, makeup, basically. It's so beautiful. I'll leave a picture of my skin with it here. It's so amazing, and it doesn't really transfer since it's so sheer, which is what I love about it, because a lot of your body oil stuff will transfer, but I've noticed this doesn't transfer. And also, it looks good on not just my skin type, but my two best friends are darker than me, and it looks great on them, too, and it looks great on people lighter than me as well, so, like, I really think it's, like, universal, so good. I got the brush. The brush, I don't know if I, like, highly recommend the brush or not because it's so expensive. I think you could get a cheaper kabuki brush from, like, CVS or something like that. And just always skip the brush but get the stuff. It's so good. Oh, the last glowy tip is under my makeup, I like to use some sort of, like, glowy item. So I use the L'Oreal, like, glow... I don't even know what it's called. I'll leave the thing as well. I'm so sorry. I'm being such a bad influencer not knowing the exact names of all these things. I think it's called the Glotion. And I use that under my makeup. And that just sort of gives it a little bit of a sort of, you know, inner glow vibe. And then you all know how much I love my NARS foundation. I use the NARS, usually the Natural Radiant foundation. But in the summer, I've switched over to using the light reflecting because that one also provides a little bit more glow. I'm wearing it right now if you guys are watching the video, and I really, really like it. So we'll start with those, with that sort of all the glow stuff that I've been loving for the summer. I'll probably continue using into September, honestly, which is the entire next new quarter. So love it. My current skincare routine has been really, really, like, minimal. So I switched to doing just a cleanser and tretinoin and moisturizer, and that's it. And then in the morning I will do Bioderma to, like, wipe my skin down. Then I'll do a hydrating serum. So I love the one from Laneige. I love the Summer Fridays one, and I just got one from Skin Fix that's, like, a collagen lipid, like, skin barrier perfecting serum. And then a moisturizer. I like to do a gel moisturizer in the summer. I use the Clinique one, and then also the honestly, I love a moisturizer. Any of them can get chosen from me. The Summer Fridays one is good. Like, I just love a super thick moisturizer. And then my glow screen. And then if I don't want to glow that day, because sometimes the glow screen can transfer or get on my makeup or something, I use the Innisfree one. Or I use the Clarins one that has UV protection and pollution protection. Because I'm in New York and, like, there's air quality issues all the fucking time. So the pollution, anti-pollution is really nice. Okay, I think that's all on this beauty stuff, except the last thing I want to review is that I bought the Skinny Confidential mint, like, mini ice roller and the mouth tape from them, and I want to give some honest feedback. So love the ice roller. Like, it's small, it's compact. I like that there's two different settings on it. It's really cute and it holds the cold really, really well. And obviously you can travel with it. I haven't traveled with it before, but I really like the ice roller. Then I got the mouth tape. Now, I do like the shape of the mouth tape the best of any other mouth tape I've used. But two things. First of all, the packaging, I just don't think they perfected it yet because first of all, it's really hard to pull off the, like, back of the adhesive, right? Like the paper that's on the back of the adhesive. So you kind of have to, like, rip the side of the mouth tape and then pull it off. And I think they could have had a tab or something on there to make it easier to pull off because it's kind of like a hassle to put on at night. Secondly, the adhesive smells very much like it's, like, just straight glue. And I don't love that simply because it doesn't really align with, like, the healthy antitoxin type of vibe. And maybe it is, like, a really, like, healthy adhesive that it is, but it just sort of threw me off the scent because it doesn't smell like it's, I don't know, good. I don't know. It doesn't smell, I don't know. I might do this review on TikTok too and see if other people are experiencing this, but yeah. I still think that it's a good product and I like it because you can drink from a straw in the middle of the night, and I really do think the adhesive works. It, like, stays on all night, but that's my only concern. Okay, Moving on to some more healthy stuff. Here's some things that I've been doing. So I've been going really back into cycle syncing and hormone balancing because, as I've mentioned to you guys a couple times, I've noticed my hormones and stuff, they're off. Something's up, girl. We don't know what it is, but something is up. Therefore, we need to work on that. So I got back into that. I'm doing acupuncture. I've been talking about this a lot in my vlogs on YouTube, so go check those out. But I'm doing acupuncture. I'm doing my cycle syncing where I just sort of like look at my cycle and try to make decisions on how I move my body and what I eat based on that time in my cycle. I'm half-assing seed cycling, whatever that is, but like it's supposed to help. I feel like adding any sort of nutrient into your life is a good thing to do, so I'm doing that. And I'm also taking creatine. So I want to grow my muscles. I feel like since I wasn't working out consistently, like I don't know, I feel like I was like losing muscle, losing strength. So I've been taking creatine to help do that. I haven't found a brand I love yet. I'm about to order the Symbiotica one and try that out, but we'll see. But that's like sort of my two like big like health things. The other sort of thing I'm doing is my form Pilates. I think someone asked me about this on Instagram too, because I used to talk about how much I loved Alive by Whitney Simmons, like that app for working out. And I do really love that app for working out. It's just more of like a gym app where you are using machines and stuff in the gym. And I found that to, one, be overwhelming, because then I would want to time the time that I would go to the gym based on like when the least amount of people would be there, because then I wouldn't always have access to the machine I wanted, all of that. And then two, it doesn't have like music or like a class vibe to it. So it does a really good job of laying out the program and telling you what you need to do and being really easy to use during your workout, showing you how to do the movements and stuff. So I love it. However, I'm just in a mood of my life where I want quick, effective workouts that sort of take my mind off of my life so that I can, you know, be fully present for those 20, 30 minutes and then go. And I found that the Form app, since they are like classes being taught, it feels a lot more like engaging, first of all. And second of all, like I don't have to like think about it. It's like she's showing it to us. Second of all, I really like the mix of strength and Pilates, because I found Pilates to work muscles I didn't even know that I had. And I want to get to the place where I'm one of those Pilates girlies where I can go to the reformer classes and stuff. And I want to make sure I feel comfortable with like the method and with like using all those muscles, building core strength before I go to those. So that's kind of the reason I've like switched over to Form. But yeah, that's sort of what I've been doing. My goal is to continue doing it for the rest of the summer and feel good in it. So yeah, fun other little things I've been doing. I watched Bridgerton, season 3. I loved it, honestly. I don't really believe in the Penelope Colin love story. I don't feel like their chemistry was great on camera, but maybe I'm alone in that. I also watched Summer House, and let me tell you guys, it's so triggering to watch Summer House when you can see like remnants of your own situationship. Sierra and West, that situationship, whole thing. I have experienced something very similar, and it's very annoying. Hopefully we'll have a happy, let me not overshare. Then I think those are the only two things I've watched. I honestly just like love Summer House, that it's like hard for me to watch other reality TV right now. And yeah, now I want to get into shit I don't do anymore. And I have a couple of things there too. One is the Alive app, obviously. The second is Armor Colostrum. I told you guys that how much I liked the colostrum before, but then at the same time, that's when I started noticing like hormonal changes or issues. And I don't know if it's correlated with the colostrum or not. In fact, I like doubt that it is, but I also started sort of breaking out and I was like, maybe I just have like a dairy problem and that's why. So I stopped doing the colostrum. I also lost my Oura ring in like March and haven't gotten another one. So I've just been like tracking my cycle with like the Flow app and stuff, not really like doing it super well, not tracking my sleep, just sort of thinking about how I've been feeling a lot more. And so I love it and I want to replace it. I just like, I don't know, like another $300, like it just sucks because I've lost it twice now. So yeah, things I don't do anymore. I don't know if I can remember any other ones right now, but yeah, I'm trying not to put heat on my hair all summer because I noticed heat damage, but it sucks because managing my curly hair is also like such a freaking hassle. And I am tired of it. So it's like, let's get braids. But then it's like, braids are $500. And it's like, every day, things cost money. Like, how am I supposed to keep doing this? You know what I mean? So I'm going to go get braids, probably, because I can't stand this. And also, while I had braids the last time, I don't think that it, like, hurt my hair as much because I was taking better care of them. And the girl who did it has such, like, a nice touch where it's, like, very weightless. And so, you know what? Not me convincing myself to get braids again on and through the podcast, please. Anyway, those are my Q2 updates, Q2 favorites. So excited for Q3. Let's have a good time. June, July, August. Or, no. July, August, September. July is hot girl summer. August, we're back to school. September, we are going to be loving the fall weather, living it up back to school. So, love you guys so much. Thank you for watching. And don't forget, you're too smart to not love yourself. Bye.